Psalm 56. To the choir master, according to the dove on far-off terebinths, a miktam of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife, they lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you, for you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. We are all by nature timid. There is no such thing as a naturally fearless and brave person. If there were, that person would not be brave. Bravery is the overcoming of fear, not the non-existence of fear. Notice the temptations to fear in this psalm. When I am afraid, I shall not be afraid. In light of these temptations, how does David respond? This psalm lists different reasons not to be afraid. One striking remark from David addresses the tender nearness of God. Consider the beautiful imagery David uses. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. This word picture arrests us. Consider every tear that has fallen from your face, every single one. They have each been marked by heaven. God has noticed every one. He is not aloof, distant, uncaring. We know this because a millennium after David wrote this psalm, God incarnate entered into our space and time. He himself wept. He himself endured anguish. Jesus Christ is the living proof, in flesh and blood, that God cares deeply about our problems and pain and tears.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.